Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. CBS News learns debt ceiling negotiations are set to continue on Capitol Hill tonight. It comes after both President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy say they had a productive late afternoon meeting at the White House. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Sources tell CBS News the White House is now offering to keep spending flat from this year to next. Republicans, they say, want to increase defense spending while cutting everything else by up to 22%.
Let's make this economy stronger. Let's take care of the debt that we acquired because we have a responsibility to pay it. And let's stop doing this by the deadline, worrying whether we're going to make it.
That's Speaker McCarthy after the Oval Office meeting. The Federal Reserve's Well-Being of U.S. Households report finds that higher prices are taking a toll on families. CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss.
73% of adults reported they were doing okay or living comfortably financially last year. It's among the lowest levels seen since 2016, with fewer adults reporting they have money left over after paying their living expenses.
The share of adults who said they would be able to cover a $400 emergency with cash was 63%, down 5% from the high set in 2021. Three western states reach a deal to protect the drought-stricken Colorado River, agreeing to cut back on their water use. CBS's Ben Tracy.
A wet winter out west is expected to boost reservoirs on the river, but long-term, the federal government is worried they could drop so low that water would no longer flow through massive dams, choking off the water supply to cities including Phoenix and Los Angeles. The Colorado provides drinking water for 40 million people in seven states and is used to irrigate millions of acres of farmland.
CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on the man accused of murdering four college students in Idaho.
A judge entered not guilty pleas for Brian Kohlberger. The 28-year-old man is charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in a house not far from campus last November. Kohlberger declined to enter pleas on his own. Prosecutors have 60 days to say whether they will seek the death penalty.
European Union regulators fined Facebook parent company Meta $1.3 billion for violating the privacy of its European users. CBS's Tony DeCopo.
The EU is claiming that Meta illegally transferred user data from Europe to the U.S., opening up those European users to surveillance from U.S. sources.
The L.A. Dodgers have re-invited a satirical LGBTQ plus group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to receive an award at the team's annual Pride Night in June. It comes after the team rescinded the original invitation after some conservatives and Catholics blasted the team for inviting a group they contend mocks Catholicism. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the politics of that place? 844-967-2789. Would you pick where you, like, would you not go somewhere? Be like, I'm not going. Let's say Florida.
Ah, what an interesting choice.
Would you not go to Florida because of the politics that are happening there? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. That is our question to kick off today's show, Monday, May 22nd, a week from Memorial Day.
Hard to believe.
Woo. Because I ask... Because over the weekend, the NAACP became the latest civil rights group to advise Americans against visiting Florida. And they are not alone. But this is, they said that, this is the NAACP said that Florida lawmakers are openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, and the LGBTQIA plus community. And this comes just days after the League of United Latin American Citizens, also known as LULAC, issued a travel advisory for Florida after DeSantis signed new immigration laws that would require hospitals to get a patient's immigration info and require employers to ensure workers are documented. So,
and that's already causing some problems.
Oh, yeah. And we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But it just... And I don't want to just say Florida. If you are someone who's conservative, do you not go to New York or California for these reasons? I would say I someday would love to go to Russia. I'm not boycotting Russia. I just don't want to be an American in Russia these days.
Which I think is wise.
Which I think is wise. And so I just thought it would be interesting to get your thoughts on how much do the politics of a place factor into your decisions when you... You're planning a vacation. 844-967-2789.
Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, thanks so much for calling. What do you think?
Hi, how you doing? You could not pay me to go to Florida right now.
Really?
You know, my husband and I discuss this often. We travel quite a bit. And even if we want a free trip, there's no way. They are not getting my travel dollars at all.
And is that the reason? Because I think there's, to a certain extent, there's some people who probably don't feel safe. Like, I would imagine trans people, there's people who are starting to not feel safe in Florida. But for you, it's just because I'm not giving them my money.
Right. Well, that and the people down there drive terribly. I used to live in the suburbs of Chicago, and they drive worse than the people in Chicago. And it's not because of old people. It's very frightening.
That's so funny that you say that, though, Stacey, because one of my sisters and my brother-in-law lived in a gated community for about 5 years. They talked about how bad people drove within that gated community on their golf carts.
Well, see, that's another reason not to go to Florida.
That's so funny.
No, seriously, you know, they have the gates that go up and down. She said they have to replace them like 5 times a month because people just crash through them. It was nuts.
Good Lord.
It was just nuts. And she talked, too, about how the roads are awful. There's only, what, 2 main roads in and out of Florida, so the traffic is always nuts. Yeah, I'm with you, Stacey. You couldn't pay me to go to Florida.
No. Nope.
Well, thanks
for
the call.
Or Texas, but I have no
desire to go. Or Texas. I'm right there with you on that. We've talked about this. One of my closest friends lives in Texas, and I've told her I'm not going until they get rid of permitless concealed carry. I think it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's too scary.
Thank you so much for calling, Stacey. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the political atmosphere?
And I'm trying to think, it's interesting because I haven't gone to, we flew through Florida when we went to on our honeymoon,
right.
But we actually were supposed to go to Disney World because we were going to have a layover and then the hurricane was coming.
Oh yeah.
No, not the big one, but the one that ended up not being that big of a deal. So we ended up not going, but I'm trying to think now, like, because my brother is toyed with the idea of potentially moving to South Beach as he tries to figure out where he wants to move next. And I'm like, well, if you move there, I feel like I would visit you. But and it kind of like just thought, I just thought this morning, I was like, because right now I have no reason to go to Florida. If I want to go somewhere warm, I would rather go to the Caribbean and one of those, like one of the islands and support them than go to Florida. But that was just because I feel like those are culturally more interesting than Florida. So,
well, and I think, and we've talked about this before as well, with snowbirds having their second homes down there, every day I keep seeing more stories about the rising cost of insurance in Florida. Like a 50% increase, which is nuts. And I hate to be the one to point this out, but these weather disasters seem unlikely to lessen.
Yes.
If you live near the water, if you live... South Beach seems like a bad idea.
Well, but it's so interesting because what's hard for me to wrap my head around is that Texas and Florida increasingly have unpopular culture war laws being signed into bills being signed into law by their kind of extreme governors. And yet they're two of the most rapidly, like the places most, like so many people are moving to. The last couple of years, their population keeps like increasing and increasing and increasing. And so, you know, that people in this state will point to people in this state who are arguing that they want to eliminate the income tax will point to that's why people are moving there. And who knows? It could be the warmer weather. It could be income tax. It could be because there's new jobs there. But ultimately, like, the combination of climate change and Florida having parts of it, the most probably some of the most beautiful parts, being underwater, being more and more susceptible to hurricanes, but also just the heat in general. And are people going to start moving if they really don't feel safe there? I mean, we haven't talked about this on the show before, but Dwayne Wade, former NBA player, mm-hmm. Mayor DeGabriel Union, former Marquette player. He has they're very open. They have a trans daughter who they're leaving. They're leaving Florida because they can't get on board. And obviously they have the resources that's not a hard sell for them.
Right, which is not the case for a lot of people.
Yeah, but...
Well, they're in Florida, they have already passed it or are going to pass a bill where trans kids can be taken away from their parents if they treat them, if they get treatment for them. This seems completely opposite to parents' rules, parents' rights. No, we don't like that health care that you're choosing for your child, so we're taking your kid away from you. Screw your parents' rights.
But they think it's child abuse.
Even though every
to them,
major-
it'd be the same thing. It's like parentals, like that's me. To them, I'm sure the argument is, as a parent, you don't have the right to abuse your children or starve your children in the different ways that CPS gets involved. This, they see it as child abuse. That has to be the argument, right? Because otherwise, how do you justify it?
Well, right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you not vacation in Florida or Texas or New York or California because you don't like the political climate?
Or there? Other countries.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and it's different. There's a difference between safety and feeling like I am not going to go to parts of Mexico where the cartel is really, really is a stronghold.
Right.
Or, you know, for me, like, I'm not going to Russia anytime soon. Like, there's a difference between not going because of your safety concerns versus not going because you don't want to give them your money. You don't want to give them your tourist dollars. And there's plenty of other places to go. And there really are other, like, plenty of other places to go. But I'm also interested in how many people that are just like, they don't even think about it.
Oh, I think there's a fair amount of people that don't care. They, you know, they do their annual spring break trip to Florida. They do their annual whatever camping trip to the Keys. Sure, there's going to be a ton of people, I think, who aren't going to let that faze them at all.
And it'll be interesting to see, because as we said, if you're just joining us, this question comes from the fact that multiple groups, including the NAACP and LULAC, which is the United Latin America League of United Latin American Citizens, have issued basically travel advisories for Florida and saying that you should not go there.
It's not a friendly place.
It's not a friendly place for, and they're openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, LGBTQ community, which they're proving to be. And so, you know, of course, this is on the heels of, I mean, not the heels, I guess it's right before everyone's expecting Ron DeSantis to announce this week.
Right.
But I guess his office has called these advisories, quote, a stunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it'll be interesting to see if this has any effect, because the fact is tourism brought in more than $101 billion in 2021 for Florida.
And think about the fact that Disney just pulled $1 billion deal off the table.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have done anything for tourism.
But certainly it's going to affect, I mean, that was going to employ a whole bunch of people and you would have had a whole bunch of people move there.
Yeah, it was going to move jobs. It was going to move like 2,000 jobs.
Right.
And so, and I don't think that Galactic Starship $1,200 per two nights thing. I don't know if there's enough there, since that's closing. I don't know if there's enough people to really have that be the ding as far as, but I mean, if they moved Disney World, that would be a
that would be massive.
Because I'm like, if you think about $100 billion in tourism in 2021, which means like we're still like pretty pandemic-y. And so I'm wondering, like in 2019, was it significantly more than that? I don't know. Super interesting. All right. Well, when we come back, we would still love to hear from you. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics?
And not just Republican states.
Yes, we're not specifically talking about Florida, but just is that a factor when you're deciding where to spend your money on and where to go? 844-96-PARTY. That's 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break.
And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 52 overnight under partly cloudy skies. South winds around 5 miles an hour. High of 82 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 52. A mix of clouds and sun Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
I mean, that song kind of makes me want to go.
It's, well, right? You can, with palm trees swaying and people in swimsuits on roller skates and... Sure, why not?
Welcome back. We are asking you, would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics? 844-967-2789. And we're asking that question because a handful of civil rights groups are warning tourists about Florida in the wake of hostile laws. And in case you haven't been keeping count, it's May. It's almost the end of May. And DeSantis has already signed 80 new laws.
80?
80. 80, not 18. 80 new laws this year alone in 2023.
How has he managed to find the time in between flying on donors' planes to all these various campaign stops all over the country promoting his book?
His book, and obviously, there's actually, I've read this morning, there is, if you're interested, at DeSantis Jet.
Oh, this is great.
Which is Ron DeSantis' jet tracking. So it's tracking his private jet basically as he's campaigning.
Pretty much.
That is a good point, though. It's like he's a busy guy. Between how much they actually are pushing through quickly in the state while he's also promoting his book and campaigning and spending all this time in Iowa. You know, productivity, man.
Well, the one thing he didn't do in the midst of all of this was visit the areas of Florida that had been so catastrophically flooded earlier this year. He never went.
He never went?
He never went.
I thought he was getting credit kind of at the as everything was happening, that he actually was acting like a normal person instead of a partisan hack.
Well, that might be true, but I don't believe he ever went and visited those areas in Florida that flooded. And talking about the insurance and property insurance in Florida, insurers are fleeing that state. So when you talk about people moving there because there's no income tax for the savings, isn't that a 40% hike in your property insurance rates? Isn't that going to kind of negate not having income tax? I don't see how that's...
Unless you rent.
How that's a plus. And in Texas, too, and I know that the population in Texas is growing... We'll see what happens to their power grid over the summer.
When it's so hot.
When it's so hot. And even in Arizona, I saw over the weekend, they are warning people about upcoming extreme temperatures. It's only the middle of May. And they're expecting super, super hot weather in Arizona.
I mean, I think this summer is going to be, what is it, Super El Nino?
Yeah.
Is coming. And so we may, and actually that's something interesting to get into the next segment as far as WPR put an article out last week as far as kind of investigating, could Wisconsin and the Midwest and the Rust Belt be a climate haven, as it sometimes has been called. And I think at least what I got away from that article or got from that article is like, yes, but like, yes, it's going to be less bad here, but that doesn't mean there's not going to still be changes and floods and,
oh, sure.
And warmer temperatures here. It's just since we're starting cooler. And maybe also think is like, you know how like the middle of Canada is basically like the bush of Australia? Like no one really lives there.
Right.
Like, is that going to be the migration of areas that are right now way too cold for anyone to actually want to live there year round and not developed and don't have infrastructure? But how much does that change as far as people just moving north, further and further north as things get hotter and hotter?
Well, and look at Alberta, Canada, which has those massive wildfires going on, which is why we have such hazy skies right now, because of the smoke from those wildfires. And Alberta's pretty far up there.
Have you been?
I have. It's beautiful.
I would imagine
Alberta's just beautiful. But tons and tons of forests and tons of trees. And is there going to be any safe place to go?
I don't know. And so anyways, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But it just, it's amazing to me when you actually take it into, when you look at the complete list of what Ron DeSantis has done, not only in this term and his last term, but even just this spring. Like, maybe this is a controversial thing to say, but like, I think having him, the prospect of having him as president, it's like starting to become more terrifying than another Trump.
I don't disagree with you. I find the prospect of either of them being the president of the United States absolutely terrifying. But DeSantis does seem better organized,
which actually makes him scarier.
Well, yeah. And with everything that's been going on, and he's been able to pass all this legislation, and maybe this is the way it happens all the time, but it just sounds like someone else is crafting these things for him, and they just bring them to him, and he signs them frequently in the middle of the night.
At least with the 6-week abortion ban.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, as when we come back, we'll list off some of the things that he's gotten done in a short period of time. But I also would love your thoughts on who, as Ron DeSantis preps to announce this week, knowing how much he's gotten done, and granted, he would not necessarily have a supermajority. Like, he's working with a supermajority in Florida.
Right.
So a lot of these things are getting pushed through fast. And certainly we all know that the federal government does not work that fast.
Expeditiously.
Even in the time when Biden had both chambers, when Trump had both chambers, they didn't get 80 bills passed, right? So like it still wouldn't be as quick. But like, there's a part of me that looks at what Ron DeSantis has done in such a short period of time in Florida that's like, this guy seems way scarier. And maybe not way scarier, but like, to me, how effective he's been has been versus, like you said, Trump's chaotic. He changes his mind. He doesn't really have a plan.
Except when it's all about him.
It's all about him, but it's not really this. He kind of just says what is beneficial versus, oh, we're executing a strategy to totally upend people's rights because of the war on woke. So let us know. Who's scarier, Trump or DeSantis? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
Kicking back and soaking up the rains every day in Florida. Like a Caribbean holiday, every day in Florida.
CBS News Brief. CBS News learns debt ceiling negotiations are expected to continue on Capitol Hill tonight after a meeting between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy, which both call productive. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries adding,
but we're in a divided government scenario. And so we're willing to discuss freezing spending at current levels.
Higher prices are taking a toll on families, according to a Federal Reserve report on households. CBS's Sarah Ewald Weiss.
The share of adults who said they will be able to cover a $400 emergency with cash was 63%, down 5% from the high set in 2021.
CBS's Ben Tracy on a new deal to protect the drought-stricken Colorado River.
California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed on a proposal to conserve nearly a trillion gallons of Colorado River water, cutting usage by about 14% through 2026.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about, well, we're talking about a couple different things. We are talking about how much politics plays a role into where you choose to vacation. And knowing that that's a difference between safety and I don't want to give this place my money.
Right.
And sometimes those two things can overlap. But I want to acknowledge that there's places that may be safe for me to go that are not safe for other people to go. And so that is a different question than me opting in to say, I don't want to spend my money there.
Right.
But when we were also talking about as we wait for Ron DeSantis, or I also heard, I think it was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from this past week, where someone made a joke that they just so badly want there to be a drag queen named Rhonda Santis.
Oh,
I was like, that's pretty good. It's so obvious. It's just sitting right there.
It is.
It's right there.
Boy, can't believe nobody's done that yet.
I know. Which is, I mean, the picture already exists, right? Of there was that AI viral.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Of all the different pictures of the super anti-LGBT and right wing, like Clarence Thomas and Ron DeSantis and Trump all recreated as drag queens.
It was quite something.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But in looking at what Ron DeSantis has done this year alone, it's like, I also am asking the question for people listening, and maybe you like one of these two already, but for people who are certainly not planning to vote for the Republican, no matter who they are, who is scarier at this point? Because we already know what a Trump presidency could look like because we had it for 4 years. But also looking at, I mean, basically Ron DeSantis should have his slogan be make Florida, like make America Florida again, of like what he wants to do. So this is a small fraction of what he's done. The 6-week abortion ban. So in April, he signed a law that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Which he signed in the middle of the night. And now even when he goes to talk to pro-life groups, he doesn't bring it up.
Shut up.
I know. Ha.
So now they're one of the most restrictive states for reproductive rights in the country. Then banning transition care for minors. So in mid-May, so just a couple week ago, he was finalizing his candidacy for president, but then he also signed a measure outlawing gender transition care for minors and restricting it for adults. The latest action by Republicans this year aimed at LGBTQ communities in Florida. It imposed a penalty of up to 5 years in prison for doctors who violate the ban and requires adults seeking gender transition care to sign a consent form. And one of the bill's most contentious aspects is language that says a court could temporarily remove children from their homes if they receive gender-affirming care.
I just want to stop for 1 second. So adults who are getting treated either hormonally or however to transition have to sign something that says they consent to this care? They're adults. Doesn't that, if they seek it, doesn't that automatically mean they are consenting to this treatment?
I know.
Or does he just want a record of the people who are
probably
who have transitioned or are transitioning?
Probably.
That sounds more accurate.
He also put his signature on bills punishing businesses that admit minors to adult live performances, such as drag shows, and making it a misdemeanor trespassing offense for people who use bathrooms in public buildings that do not correspond to their sex at birth.
And so are there going to be genital examinations as women go in to use bathrooms? How's that going to work?
I know, because I think about that when you think about people who have trans men who have transitioned and pass as cis men, right? And I've seen, whether it's TikToks or people who have testified in front of different state legislatures who look like men. And they're like, do you really want me using bathrooms with your wives and daughters? Like, what is this, you know, what does this look like? And so that's on LGBTQ trans issues. On education, he gave his seal of approval in May to a bill prohibiting public school employees from calling students pronouns other than those matching their gender at birth. This expanded the one-year-old state law, which critics have referred to as Don't Say Gay. He also left another conservative imprint on Florida's education system when he signed legislation banning public universities and colleges in the state from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Oh, sounds like, who else? Isn't there someone in Wisconsin trying to do that?
That does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm. The teaching of identity politics, long a preoccupation of right-wing Republicans, is prohibited at public institutions under the law, which also weakened tenure protections. And in March, he gave conservatives another trophy, creating a universal school voucher program. And so it's an $8,000 per year benefit per student, which would arguably undermine public schools and further enrich wealthy families because it does not have an income eligibility cap.
Oh, great. Great, great, great.
He also banned the AP course for African American Studies. Death penalty. We're not even done yet. In April, Mr. DeSantis signed a bill that will substantially lower the threshold for imposing the death penalty.
Oh, that's right.
It will no longer require a unanimous vote by 12 members of a jury to sentence a person to die. An 8-4 majority would be enough under the new law, which is expected to face legal challenges from criminal justice reform groups.
Well, that's a relief because no one has ever been unfairly convicted of something and spent decades and decades in prison for a crime it was ultimately determined they did not commit.
Or actually be killed for a crime that they didn't commit. And your favorite, concealed carry.
Yeah, which also I believe he signed kind of in the middle of the night and doesn't really want to talk about that because it's not popular.
The governor signed a law in April that allows Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. As of July 1st, gun owners will no longer be required to pass a safety course and a background check, a shift away from calls for tougher gun laws in the state after mass shootings in 2018 in Parkland and 2016 at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And obviously there's all the Disney stuff. That feels less of like, I don't know how that's going to play out, but it still is just like, why are you spending your energy on going against one of the biggest companies in the world?
Well,
that employs thousands of people and brings billions of dollars to your state. Like, why is this the hill that you're going to die on besides just being like thin skinned and not being able to take an L?
And I just find it the pinnacle of irony that the party of small government, the Republicans, now are going to force you to support their policies. You can't dissent against their policies. They're going to make you, or they will punish you, because that's free. That's free enterprise.
I mean, and that's the thing where I've heard even most people who are true conservatives saying, like, this is not how we typically fall on the free markets scale.
Didn't used to be.
As far as like this, even on that one, I think there's a lot of people who are kind of like, what? This is not how this is supposed to work when it comes to letting private companies be private companies.
And can I just remind folks, in Florida, they banned The Diary of Anne Frank. They banned the book, The Diary of Anne Frank. Wrap your head around that.
He also mandated that employers with 25 or more employees use E-Verify, a federal government database used to check Social Security Administration and Department of Homeland Security records to see if a person is authorized to work in the United States. He also banned local governments from issuing ID cards to undocumented immigrants and required hospitals to collect data on health care costs associated with that population, which is also causing issues now because there's a lot of construction sites that are just empty and there's no one there to work.
Right. And there are even truck drivers who don't want to go into Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out over the rest of this year, what's happening down there.
And then finally, Mr. DeSantis signed a law in May to shield from the public from the public records of his travel, including out-of-state political trips. The measure, which Republicans and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement claimed was needed for security reasons, will create a veil of secrecy over who is paying for the travel of Mr. DeSantis and how he is dividing his time as governor and as a presidential candidate. Even Mr. Trump has latched onto that issue, saying in a statement from his campaign in April that Mr. DeSantis, also known as Meatball Ron, was not being transparent about how much taxpayer money he was spending on travel. And that's a short list of what Ron DeSantis has been able to do in 2023.
Well, and isn't it a fair assumption then that should he be elected president, he would enact the same kind of thing that the public doesn't get to know what I do? And what I'm doing with your money, and where I'm going, and on whose private jet I'm flying. None of your business. I'm president.
That would seem, this indicates that he, you know, it's like, it's very dictator-esque. And so that's what I mean. Like, as far as I feel like this is, he's a scarier prospect to me than even Trump is. And he's younger.
Yes. He is considerably younger, although he made a campaign appearance somewhere, I don't remember where he was, over the weekend that was kept showing up on my Twitter feed. And apparently, he has all of the personality of a wet piece of dough.
Well, I also heard that people, you know, as he's going to get more and more, because he really won't take interviews, like, and as he, I think this was either, this was on the Bulwark. So it was either Tim Miller or Charlie Sykes talking about this on one of their latest podcasts of how he's trying to act like a lizard person. It's like, oh, look at me. I am the lizard king. And I am, and everything is so forced as far as he saw this play. He saw the Trump playbook of appealing to a certain base that gets riled up about owning the libs and woke culture and all of this, and is so far doubling down on appealing to them, even though he is not of their ilk, really. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's just like his inauthenticity as far as trying to be this guy and kind of like puppeteering around in a suit that he's this guy, but he's not really. And like, how much will this start to fall apart under the scrutiny and like unending media attention you get when you are running for president?
Yeah, but if you never put yourself in a position where you have to take any unfriendly questions, how often?
But you don't get to do that when you're running for president.
Trump's not going to do any of the debates. They didn't ask me.
But if he wants to get over Trump, he's going to have to.
You would think so, but I don't know.
How else does he get his numbers up and get the amount of attention as to compete with an ex-president and someone as famous as Trump without getting as much media as he can?
That's a good question. But I can't imagine his handlers want him. They're just going to really screen who gets to ask questions then. They're not going to leave him unprepared and unprotected.
Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't even get to the
PFAS.
The PFAS. There's a new bill that for $125 million to address PFAS in Wisconsin, but doesn't really say how that would be spent. And so maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow instead. But also, it was interesting, as we said in the last segment, of the idea that Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, we could all be climate havens. And so I was interested in exploring that a little bit more, too. But we will save both of those for tomorrow instead, because we're going to end this hour when we come back with some lighter Wisconsin news and headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 52. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 82. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A blend of clouds and sun Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are rounding out our Monday first hour newsy hour with some fun headlines. A little while back, we interviewed Cassandra Berger, who was the, or is, the Quick Trip girl.
Yes.
And it sounds like she has some competition.
Uh-oh, look out.
Whit Mezza, which is a great name. Whit Mezza set a new hot bar Wednesday morning when she parked her Harley Davidson at the pump at the Egg Harbor Road location of Quick Trip in Sturgeon Bay. With a 13-cent fill-up complete and receipt secured, Mezza completed an epic quest with a Q, with a K, to visit all 503 Quick Trip stores in Wisconsin, plus as many others as she could in neighboring states. A 4,500-mile journey completed in just 11 days. That is a lot of Quick Trips in not a lot of time. Because I feel like when Cassandra did this, she did it over the course of like a year and a half.
It took a while. I mean, they're all over the state.
They're all over the state.
You got to put on some miles and the mileage.
But I guess if you're on a Harley and you're like, that's kind of your shtick, is like, I just ride around on my bike. But it's 503. I mean, how much do you even spend? I guess in her last one at Egg Harbor, she only filled up for 13 cents.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's I wonder if she'll get a deal with Quick Trip, just like Cassandra did.
That would be wise.
But she is a self-professed Quick Trip super fan, and she said her 2022 summary of Quick Trip activity got her thinking about how she could level up in 2023. She found an answer to her other passion in life, endurance motorcycling. Long-distance rides, generally involving riding at least 1,000 miles in 24 hours.
Oh, man. Are you
a motorcycle person?
I had a bike.
You did have a bike, so you had a license.
I did.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was terrible.
Oh, you were not a good driver.
I was uneasy rider. I was not a good motorcycle rider. I would have so much anxiety the night that before I knew I was taking it out, I couldn't sleep. Because don't forget, my father was a mortician.
Yeah.
And there would be dinners when we'd be sitting around the dinner table and he would be talking about someone who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And Dad would say, oh, was he a mess?
So what made you want to get it in the first place?
Because I had gone out with friends as a passenger and really enjoyed it and thought, well, there's no reason I can't do this myself. Why don't I get my own license?
Okay.
So I took the course and I went through all of it. It was a wonderful course. And I never, thankfully, hurt anybody or hurt myself, but I just never relaxed. And then it's no fun.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you can't relax, all I would think about when I was driving is how many different things could run out and kill me. Or
so how many times did you end up riding before you're like, never mind, this is too stressful?
Well, I took it on some group rides. I probably rode it a dozen times.
Okay.
And then I sold it.
Because I've been the passenger a fair amount. But yeah, I don't know how I would be as the driver. And I'm sure Debbie Bry would thank me for not ever wanting to be the driver.
I'm sure she would.
Even the passenger, I think, makes her nervous. Because that's the thing. I would imagine being a not confident motorcycle driver is as dangerous as being like a super reckless one.
I would agree with you completely.
And there's something of like, if to be a good behind a motorcycle, like you have to be pretty confident and like relaxed.
Yes.
And understand the road, the bike, because to be super twitchy doesn't really work when you're trying to keep your balance.
And I recognized that in myself and thought, yeah, this isn't good, Jane.
So you're not doing 1,000 miles in 24 hours anytime soon?
That's just brutal.
Good for her, though.
Yeah, I mean, I give her a lot of credit. That's, she's got to have a really good cushy seat or something.
Yeah, or good cushy...
something.
some biking shorts with the padding in the crotch.
With chaps on.
Oh, well, then also I saw this headline. So the Trade Hotel, so the new hotel that they've been building next to the Fiserv.
Yeah.
So I've said this before on the show, but if you are newer to the show, my father played basketball for the Badgers. My father is 6'8".
He's really tall.
Pushing 6'9". Yeah. And for basketball, being that tall is great. For almost everything else in life, being that tall is hard. Finding clothes is hard. Being on airplanes is hard.
Riding in a car has got to be difficult.
Riding in a car. Like, there's a lot of things. And including staying at hotels where the shower hits your chest.
Oh, gosh.
I'm pretty sure even at our house...
Does
I don't
have
know.
To duck?
And I dated a guy briefly in California who was an NBA player, and he had like custom built his house so everything was taller.
Oh my gosh.
So like the cabinets were taller
and the
countertops were taller and everything was just a little bit taller, which makes sense in the same way someone who is maybe, you know, a little person who gets a house that is accommodating
sure.
for their height.
Of course.
But since the Trade Hotel is the official Deer District Fiserv Forum Hotel, which I guess is where going forward teams are going to stay when they come to play the Bucks. Everything's taller.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it opened, the upscale Trade Hotel has opened across the street from Fiserv Forum in the Deer District. It's got a rooftop restaurant, nods to Milwaukee in its design, and higher ceilings and shower heads in fourth floor rooms designed for basketball players and Pete Pry.
And I would imagine longer beds, too.
Probably longer beds.
That's got to be a big issue, too, when you're 6'9" or 7'2".
Yeah. And so
that was really
smart.
Yeah.
But it's also smart. You're like, we don't need to do the whole hotel like this, but we'll just have enough rooms
for
traveling teams to always be comfortable. And I wonder how many other hotels do that.
We will have to do a Google.
We'll have to do a Google to see how many other hotels have accommodations for the extra large and the extra tall. So, all right. Well, coming up in the next hour, this is going to be a fun game. The Washington Post has published a quiz or a game that challenges if you think you can tame the national debt. So when we come back, Jane and I are going to play that. You can play along. And then at the bottom of the hour, State Senator Melissa Agard is going to join us to talk about her grassroots tour, which is her tour. She's about halfway through. It's her tour to push for legalization of marijuana in Wisconsin. So she's going to let us know how the tour's going, what she's hearing from people, and maybe any other drama that's happening at the Capitol.
Drama in our state capital?
No way. Ow. All right. Well, stick around for the top of the hour news. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin. In my blood.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive.
make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.